From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's official news agency saying one Turkish soldier has been killed and three others wounded in Syria. Two Turkish tanks in the Syrian town of Jarbulus came under rocket attack by Kurdish militants. Turkish military began the so-called Euphrates Shield operation in Syria with three Syrian army units and coalition airplanes to push Islamic State militants out of Jarbulus and to limit the advance of Kurdish forces to the west of the Euphrates River. Soldiers' death was the first reported fatality on the Turkish side. UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of North Korea's international obligations. Strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. The missile launch was fired from a submarine and flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent incident in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the missile launch was unforgivable, a reckless act that threatened Japanese security. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes its first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack at a Dhaka cafe claimed by the Islamic State. Siege left 20 dead, 17 of them foreigners. Police in Bangladesh said Saturday that they had killed the suspected mastermind of that attack and two other militants during a raid on their hideout. This is VOA News. A fire in a Moscow printing plant killed 17 migrant workers from Kyrgyzstan. A representative of the Kyrgyz community in Russia said all of the dead were young women trapped in a dressing room while changing into their work clothes. He said that a 16-year-old girl was thought to be among the dead. This witness said there was a woman crying there. Her daughter died. She was only 18. She said they did not escape because there was no back door. Russian authorities launched a criminal investigation to determine whether the blaze erupted due to arson or negligence. Lax fire safety standards have been blamed in the past for fatal workplace blazes in Russia. Two women traveling in a minibus were dragged out, burned by a mob last week. It happened in the town of Butembo. That's in eastern Congo, where other travelers have narrowly escaped lynching in the past week. Nick Long has more from Goma.
The two women, both aged over 50, were the latest victims of a cycle of violence between the Nande and Hutu ethnic communities in North Kivu. Butembo is an overwhelmingly Nande town, and recently the North Kivu parliament, dominated by Nande, passed an edict restricting travelers from the south, who are mainly Hutu, from entering the town. Vigilantes set up roadblocks to intercept travellers they claimed were suspect. Kaindo Esperance, a student, was one of the other passengers on the bus on Wednesday and saw what happened to the two women. She says the men at the roadblock checked what the two women were carrying in their bundles and found machetes. Then they told them to speak Kinande, the local language in Butembo, and they couldn't, so they decided they were Hutu. She confirmed the two women, both in their 50s, were then burnt to death. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
And in all the chaos of Italy's devastating earthquake, an older sister's embrace allowed a young girl to survive. The story of 9-year-old Giulia Rinaldo and her younger sister Giorgia was recounted by the bishop, who celebrated a funeral mass for 35 of the 291 people killed by the quake that ravaged central Italy before dawn on Wednesday.
Per chi ha vissuto questi giorni è difficile il distacco.
Bishop Giovanni Dercole also said, for those who have lived through these days, it is difficult to distance yourself. But I really hope, he says, I pray faith will illuminate your path. Meantime, rescuers are continuing their search for survivors of the 6.2 magnitude quake, but nobody has been found alive in the ruins since Wednesday, and hopes have really nearly vanished, that is, of finding any more survivors. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.